Hello, this is a No Self-Control Podcast. This is episode number 10. I just want to talk about something. I want to talk about 2020. I'm going to wrap it all together so we understand what we're talking about. Life and death. 2020 has been a great challenge for me. I've lost my uncle. I lost my granny, I lost a cousin. My dad right now has COVID-19. It's a hard thing to deal with when your father is in the hospital. When he goes to the intensive care unit, when he's taken there by ambulance. I really never thought that, and I never wanted to be in a position that I am in. So when people do take their days off because their family member died, when they do feel that pain, you don't know how deep that is. I've dealt with people with loss who had lost before. But when that loss is yours, it feels a little bit different. But I'm still I try to understand everyone's pain. Because everybody grieves differently. Everybody feels lost differently. But in 2020, you have to realize something. That, everybody ain't built the same. Some people are built out of metal, wood, marble, tile, and granite. Everybody's built out of something different. When we're dealing with this, we gotta realize, but death is death. Life is life. If life is coming down on you and it sucks, yeah, it sucks. We can admit it sucks. We don't have to pretend here. We don't have to sit around and pretend like life don't suck sometimes. But what we can do is prepare. What we can do is get tougher. And what we can do is get smarter. Because all those correlate. Why would you want to be tough? Why would you want to be smart? You can do all those fucking things. You don't have to graduate from college. You don't even have to graduate from high school to be smart. You don't have to do any of those things. Those all correlate in this this world that we live in, but you don't have to, you don't even have to ever go to school. But that's not to say that education isn't important, because education can get you there. But education alone is nothing, because it's trashy. Most of my teachers told me to give up. They told me to give up on that. They told me I would never finish high school. I would never finish college. I never finished a book. Now I'm going to drop a second one. That's the thing about this world. They can just keep on prodding you and challenging you. You ain't going to break me. One of the deepest things that used to taunt me when I was younger before I going through real shit was that I never finished the Navy. I spent like 2 months in. That's it. And I was like, nah, like I need to go back to my dad. Like my dad had just done 5 years in prison. And I wasn't wanting to waste time that I had. Looking back, like originally, the original hindsight was that I made a mistake. And I kept on thinking that. But now I know, no, that wasn't a mistake. Like leaving the Navy is exactly what I needed to do. Because I needed to spend more time with my family. My dad especially. Because he had done 5 years. And then they got a divorce. On top of that, it's just when you realize that, right? Like that you really just don't understand how much life costs you. Or how much you should care about your family until something catastrophic happens. And not only that, it's like when we go from a bigger spectrum, right, a bigger sphere, these millionaires and billionaires, not only them, but also our government should have been far ahead of this. If I was a billionaire, right? Which I will be. Why would I want something like this to happen? Because this slows up my money. And I know, like, and what's crazy, what's really, well, actually, some people have gained from this. Elon Musk is now a second richest man in the world. So, like, when we think about all of this, it's like this. What God are we serving? Who? Because, like, right now, fuck. Seems like the Christian God fucking hates us. And I'm not saying, no, I'm here, relax. I believe in God. Christians, you're not that bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've tripped y'all for a second. My dad used to be a minister. But at the same time, it's like this. We are falling upon a time. It's like blind faith versus science. I don't, like, we can all believe in God. But nothing ever in the Bible said that God didn't believe in science. Or logic. Or reasoning. I believe that we as a people need to come together. And, but, like, we can't just come together without evils being pushed, just being pushed aside. You can't come in and then be like, oh, these evil people need to stay because we need to. Because that's exactly what happens, bro. It's just that the evil people get to stay. People that shouldn't be here. Sometimes, like, you can call it gossip. Like, and that's the problem with good people. They don't understand we're trying to just tell them something. Oh, you're just talking shit about this. Like, I heard about this with psychology. You should never insult your competitor. Because that means when you beat them, why should I think that you're good? If you was talking about they trash and they're not good, they're the horrible team. All right, so now, oh, you beat them because they were a horrible team. It all matters, people. Like, the narrative matters. So, like, we need to really just take a step back and just realize by us, by Democrats, I'm a liberal, I'm progressive. Like, putting my job on line a little bit by saying it. But, by, like, I'm completely progressive, even though I used to be conservative. But they are crazy. Like, they're really crazy. I thought they were crazy 10 years ago. I literally went up because my captain, I was in NJRTC. At the time, I was Navy, NG. You know, it was funny because I went. But I was like, why is the Tea Party not crazy? How are they not crazy? Like, I'm a conservative. Like, at that point, I was Republican, but I still thought they were crazy. I was like, there's a separation for church and Satan for a reason. Even back then. But he told me, you know, that their intentions are good. Which I imagine they were. Because in every person, their intentions are good. Like, there's a quote that even in the evil person's intentions are good. I'm self-quoting, but you get what I'm saying. Like, when you think about all of this, all of this year, I'm not sure. Like, I think Donald Trump is pure evil, because I heard him actually say he knew coronavirus was going to be lethal. Knew he was going to cut through a lot of people. But I think Donald Trump is stupid. Stupid more than he's evil. Because, like, a real good evil person, a person who's really good at being evil, would be like, you know what? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start some more wars. I'm going to give the people everything they want. He's stupid evil. Stupid evil just destroys yourself. Stupid evil is like, you know what? I'm going to get a gun and I'm going to shoot people directly. You know, is stupid evil is straight to the fucking point. But, you know, smart evil is still fucking stupid. Like, because, you know, they don't have to go towards logic because they can just lie. Just lie. Like, and I've realized that has become the norm. That is a, and there's a difference between competitiveness. Like, you're not gonna admit to someone that you're losing if you have a chance of winning. Of course not. You shouldn't do that. But if you've lost, if the bell has been rung, it's over. It's fucking over. Donald Trump is still holding, like, oh, I might run for 2024. Or I might, no, but actually, this is like, I understand. Don't want to listen to someone who is a progressive or fuck has a different opinion from you. But this is all true. Someone once asked me, what's the worst Donald Trump could possibly do? This is now. I was like, at that point, I couldn't imagine. Now I see it instead of trying to imagine it. Because I think I had a mental block. Because I was like, maybe Donald Trump would be all right. Maybe. Because, like, at that point, we were all good. Obama's term was relatively quiet. We were just like making up shit to fight about. Like, we shouldn't, like, just because, like, everybody shouldn't get health. Like, just, all right, I got a question for everyone, right? Why shouldn't everyone get free healthcare? Because is it just the money? Is it the principle? So people should die over money and principles. The principle should be that people shouldn't die from things that you should cure. Especially when you have billionaires like Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett walking around. Not that they shouldn't be billionaires. It's not anti-capitalist. Like, it is pro-capitalist. We should all be trying to create numbers, digits, be the greatest that we can be. We should all do those things. We should try to win. We should try to be the best. But we're not trying to be the best. We're just trying to beat each other. A good team, it needs to have Republicans and Democrats working together. Not fucking each other. What the fuck are we doing? Like, we need to be have a fucking good leaders. I've had so many bad managers, people that just fucked the whole team up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know it better than them. They do better than you. So now you're salty. You're mad. I don't give a fuck if someone does better than me. I'm just gonna do better the next day. And the next day. And the next day. And the fucking next day. Like, so, like, when we're like sitting here, we're having these all pity parties and we're like fucking angry because someone is beating us. Let's just sit back and realize it's just sport, bro. It's just a sport. Red team, blue team, yellow team, green team. Who gives a fuck? We're on this rock together. Like, I have this dream of becoming the greatest writer of all time. Becoming, like, and I realize people hate me because I have a dream. They hate me because I want to be great. And I don't let anything stop me. Like, people are trying to tell me, oh, you're Like, you never do this, you never do that, you never have a car, you never have an apartment, you never finish college, you're not smart enough. I did all those things. And I'm going to do everything people told me not to do. I mean, the positive things, not the negative things. Because you should listen to that. I feel like that's the problem with America in general. They tell you not to touch this hot stove, right? But you just keep on fucking touching the hot stove. Everyone tells people to have a learning mentality, to have a good attitude, to learn. But when it comes to you learning, you don't want to learn. You don't want to do this shit. You want to get to this small little stone that you are where you want to be. And the problem is that it's easier to just get the money. Because dumb people can get money. I've seen it. People who are not really intelligent can make a lot of money. Because they're not thinking about it. But people who do think about it are more cognitive of what they're doing. Like, it's just like emotional intelligence is the, like, man, if you really want to make money, don't learn emotional intelligence. And make it really hard to step over all those people you're going to step over. But you're going to step over. Especially if you can get the emotional intelligence and step over them, you're a gangster. You're powerful. So I'm going to come back for you, bro. You're not ready yet. You're not ready yet for what you're not ready yet for what I'm going to do. Because I have to deal with my emotions and I have to push through. I don't want to step over you. I just have to. I don't want to do better than you. I just have to. Because if I'm going to do what I'm going to do, I don't give a fuck who's over there. I don't give a fuck who I have to talk to. If I got to do anything, walk through fire, hell, I'm going to do it. And now if I don't do it this day, I'm going to try to do it the next day. And then the next day. And then the next day. Even if you beat me here, I will never give up. That's the mentality you have to have. That's the only way I even move forward in my life is realizing, yo, I'm not the best. But I will be. I don't even know how I still feel this way. My father is now sick. And I'm like thinking right now, I'm like, I'm really sad and all this shit, but I got to keep going. Because that's what my dad would want me to do. That's what he wanted me to fucking do. And that's what he keeps on talking to me. Like, he just texts me because he can't speak. But it's like, he wants me to be great. He wants me to do all the things I'm saying. He loves my book. He bought it. He gave it to me. I couldn't even afford my own book when it came out. He bought it and gave it to me in my hands. Almost cried right there. I cried later. Because I don't like to cry in front of people, but I do. I cry for the dead. I cry for the people. Like this world is so finite for us. Like, us as humans, we don't live nearly as long enough. Like, the world has been here for, 13 billion years? 13, 14, we're a small blimp on the universe. Billions. What if humans can live for thousands of years? We could. Like, not in our physical form, like not how like this, but we could branch into put our brain into a computer or something. I feel like that's exactly where we're going. Like, what, you know what is the craziest thing of this year? You know, we now know aliens exist, but no one talks about it because you sound crazy when you talk about it. Because, like, the problem is you got like all these conspiracies going on that are stupid. The flat earthers and all that. Like, bro, like, we have scientists out here. There are a lot more crazy things than our usual life has. This proves that there's life in other universe. Like, it's proven that there's aliens. Pentagon. The Navy. I was going crazy. I was like, the US Navy and the Pentagon just confirmed that there's aliens. And we're not talking about it. Like, and I sound I'm like, look it up. Google this shit. Google everything I say. Like, I Googled it. You can too. You got opposable thumbs. But, like, that's so crazy. That means that we could get intergalactic travel. We could, like, get into a certain level. And we're like, we were creating different civilizations. We can move, like, Elon Musk that says, like, this is why I don't understand Elon Musk doesn't want believe in medicine. Basically, that's what you're saying. Throw out your leaves, bro. If you don't believe in science, if you don't believe in medicine, you don't believe, if you don't believe in vaccines, you don't believe in medicine. I'm keep it a buck 350. Elon Musk, why are you even taking tests? Why are you even taking tests, motherfucker? You talking about we shouldn't take this vaccine. Like, no, we should test the vaccine. There are vaccines that have been lethal in the past. Look at the Tuskegee Airmen. But we're far along than that. We're in 2020. We're not in 1916. Like, there used to be like crazy medicine going around, but now we have more tests. Now we have more technology. Why are we still living in 20, like 1916? Why are we new now 1776? Whatever you want to fucking say. It's like, stop. Like, our technology is far past where we were. Our culture has changed. Stop pretending like our culture is the same as back then. That's exactly why Donald Trump getting this COVID wrong when Obama had already previously talked about super viruses and things of that matter is, and you can talk about, oh, well, he didn't do this, that. It's like, okay, I already know what's going to happen. They're going to start blaming Obama again. They're like, well, if Obama had passed this law, what if you passes a law, fucking Trump? What if you? But because he's a god to them, to the conservatives. But, yeah. I'm not gonna even go as deep as I easily could. Easily. But I'll just let it play out. Because here's the thing. When you lose a Fuhrer, Paradise Falls. Like, when you lose somebody who's close, you start thinking different ways. And this world is unforgiving. All right, so we know that it's hard and blah, even for rich people it's hard. And they try to be like, oh no, nah, it's better up here. And then they be like, well, do you care about me? I'm not as famous as those new rich people. I'm mad that Michael Jackson got all that money. I'm mad that LeBron James got all that money. I'm mad that Tiger, even though I have more money, Tiger Woods, man, he's great. Wow, I can't believe he did that to his woman. But guess what? I still like him. I'm gonna allow him. I just don't like him as much as I did. Like, ability matters so much. Like, because when you aren't good anymore, or at that point, you still want to be likable. That's not the reason why I do the good things I do. I feel like most of my life has been in serving other people, sidekicking other people. I've been like the greatest sidekick ever. Like, just serving other people's wishes, trying to be who they want me to be. But I've also been really good at pioneering my own. And like, I'm starting to realize, I'm not the person I thought I was. Like, I am that person. I am the person that will take over. I am that person that will do shit. Because I've always been that person. Even as the sidekick, I was that person. And I can be the person who has control. But like, that's the big reason why I named my podcast No Self Control Podcast, because it was a challenge to myself. Reverse psychology, that I can have control on the podcast and not go overboard. Like, because I got a 3.0 at the College of Coastal Georgia, this college was not the best, but I still enjoyed it and I learned a lot. Met a lot of good people and it was good for networking. I don't regret going there. I regret the lack of prestige, of course, but like, that's, I mean, it doesn't get the money, the resources that the big colleges get. It's not the worst college on the planet. I mean, I enjoyed being there. I had some good professors, but it has a lot of problems too. I had to learn to, control myself. Because all my life I've been told that I had no self-control. I couldn't control myself. I was out of, like, I was out of it. So, like, the fact that I made it through college where a lot of people didn't, like, that place for a lot of people was toxic. But, like, to me, it was toxic. I'm just playing. It was great. But they still didn't give me my degree. They didn't mail it to me, which they were supposed to. Even called my professor and was like, yo, why, what's up? I can't go all the way back there just to get my degree. I have so many things going on. I graduated in 2018, but I left in 2019. It kind of makes me angry. I'm trying to put that paper somewhere on the wall, somewhere, but they're making it hard for me to get it. If it wasn't hard enough already, especially with how much I owe for my BA. Like, it's just when you think about the world that we live in, how much everything costs, time. You're at, like, and it's hard to keep the mentality of I'm going to win. I'm going to do this. I'm going to get through. I'm not going to allow it to weigh me down and get in my head. I'm not going to allow other people to distract me. I'm going to finish this book. I'm going to finish this paper. I'm going to memorize these notes. And then I'm going to wake up tomorrow early and ready to perform. Because that's what we're doing. Honoring our roles. It's a mask we wear. Like, I think it's crazy that we're all wearing masks now, even though we were wearing masks before. Like, we were already wearing masks. Like, when we're at work, when we're at church, when we're driving. Like, I'm not nearly as aggressive person in real life as I am in Atlanta traffic. Like, if you cut me off, I don't care if you're the Undertaker. I'm looking dead in your eyes like, Nick, what you wanna do, bro? We could both die right now. We're both like, yo, pull up, man. Like, but when I'm usually talking to people, I'm usually like, yo, I'm just like relaxed, happy, and everyone thinks I'm happy all the time. I feel like people think that, it's a show. Like, for me, it's not a show. I'm myself all the time because I can be. Because usually who I am is what I need to be. And sometimes it's hard to even be myself. Because being myself takes a lot of energy. Because that's who I want to be all the time. Like, because I love myself. And it's hard for people to love themselves. So if you don't even love yourself, it would be even harder to be yourself. Because, like, that's. The life is difficult. And only hard people last. Being good and hard, being good and able to weather the storm is so much more powerful. So all the good people, you have to be willing to grind down and deal with the bullshit too. Evil triumphs when good men do nothing. Like, being good is not enough. Being good is not enough. If you're only like I didn't understand this, but being simply on time is not enough. That's why I try to be even faster than that. Because I know evil people, they're gonna be like, oh, okay, I know what I need to do. They're gonna be doing the same shit. If you're a good person and you're not trying to be great at everything you do, you're fucking up. Good people have to work harder than everyone else. Good people have to push. Regardless of the system you're going through, regardless of the pressures you're under, Good people have to work harder than evil people. Because evil people, they coming. And that's not a Republican Democrat thing. There are evil people on both sides. That has nothing to do. That's a bipartisanship issue. It might be heavier on the Republicans. Yeah, definitely is. But don't matter. It does not fucking matter. I want to outwork everybody next to me. That's what it has to be. Like, good people, like, if I want to feed all these hungry people, if I want to fucking feed my family, I have no choice but to do capitalism. Even though I'm a progressive, you know, I hate that shit. I hate trying to, like, even market to people. I don't care if you buy my shit, but you need to. Don't try to sell to them, but like, yo, I'm just showing you this product. Like, people get mad at ads on the internet. You think they're not going to get mad at you for trying to market yourself? For trying to show what you have? Just simply trying to show what you have. Nah, man, I don't have time. Yes, you do. You're breathing right now. Yes, you do. You're here right now. Yes, you do. You're at this pump right now. Yes, you do. You are living right now. I don't. You do have time. They always have time. No one wants to see how good you are. I want to, I got about 18 minutes, so I want to try to, you know, summarize a lot of what I'm saying, because it can be kind of hard to understand. 2020 has been a shit show, where people who are supposed to know what they're doing don't. We clearly can see that. It needs better education. It needs better regulations. Not only that, better laws. Like, we need to, like, you saw Oregon abolish several laws that, like, you saw them literally say that drugs are legal. All drugs. But that wasn't so they would, you know, have, like, the opium trail and all that. It was because it's like, well, you know, these drugs haven't stopped. They haven't stopped. It hasn't saved anyone. The opioid crisis is still going on during COVID. Kills a lot of people. It's own epidemic. So during this pandemic, we've also been dealing with opioid loss. But that the healthcare in general is a problem, because this will be better handled if we could get the drugs we need. So when we get the, I didn't even know that I could get a free checkup. I really didn't. Like, for COVID. Like, and I'm pretty sure a lot of working people don't. You know, this year has been the worst year of my life. But it has also been the best year of my life. Because I've grown so much. I've never dealt with so much pain and agony and pressure. I was down to almost 3K for rent, and I had to come up with that money, and I did. That's because I grind. I'm a hustler. I do this shit. Fearlessness. Like, going through this shit has taught me so fucking much. Being in marketing. Being fearless. Fear of loss. Urgency. Greed. Indifference. Having a good attitude. Being on time. Like, it's what you need to do. Like, this world has no self-control. Has no self-control. There's no like in the president, Donald Trump. No self-control. Can't say, can't do it or anything right. Not even the smallest things. Why would you vote for Donald Trump? Because he's the reason why it's this bad. It shouldn't be as bad as Brazil. We're the greatest country on the planet. If you guys actually believe that, you wouldn't say that stupid shit. You wouldn't say it. And I'm putting my job on the line by saying it, but I don't care. You have to do, like, you can't be like, well, you know, well, he would have, he did the best he can, and blah. That's lame. That's lame. He's a loser. Donald Trump is a loser. In more ways than one. Not only is he not a good businessman, like, Elon Musk started out with from South Africa. He's now the second richest man in the world. If Donald Trump was a good businessman, he would do half as he did. I started out with a small loan of a few million dollars. Elon Musk didn't have $1 million at the beginning, homie. And neither did Jeff Bezos. You're a horrible businessman, but you're good at marketing. Donald Trump is a loser. But he's significant. And that's the problem with America, is it's about significance. It's about popularity. If you're infamous, if you're like, there will always be people that praise you. But the problem with America is we confuse infamy with fame. Like, we need to hop off of this. And 2020 needs to be a turning point. But I to this point, I can't see that yet. Because we still don't believe in healthcare. We still don't believe in education. We still don't believe in technology. Even though it's in front of our very eyes. And we can make things cheaper, create more humans, end slavery in other countries. Let's end this labor crisis. Let's create machines to replace it. We can help China get rid of slavery. We can help other countries because we're all one planet. We're all living on Earth. And we can go together. Instead of just America getting to the moon, the world can get to the moon. Instead of just America getting to Mars, the world can get there. Because guess what? If Elon Musk lands there, he already said this, it's going to have no countries name attack. And I hope that's not a second industrial revolution showing up, because capitalism, I don't know where it's going. I'm not sure if Elon Musk is the next America, like Tesla. Because they say they're trying to go to Mars. They already got, ships going there. They have, like, things going there already. We haven't even brought people back to the moon. It's expensive. Why? All we let's decrease that value. Let's shrink. We like. Why not? If we as like we should all like almost everybody's a part of the United Nations. Rejoin the United Nations. That was a step in the good of our unity, peace. Only stupid people want war because they're just thinking about the money. The money don't mean shit if everybody's dead. If you're the richest man in the world and there was nobody else, all you needed was a dollar. Don't think about that. Just focus on what you're doing. What is your why? Who, what, why? Twenty again has been a shit show. It's been California on fire, Portland on fire, Georgia on police car on fire. Like a lot of things have happened. Nature, because of nurture. When are we gonna just believe in technology, believe in education, believe in medicine? We need, because America just at this point doesn't want to take their medicine. Like books are hard to read, I know it. I write them. And it's if you think the book is hard to read, how hard do you think it was to write? It's No Self-Control Podcast. I'm going to have a part two about this probably later today. Stay frosty, my friends.